Now, if you are right about something, you have right in German. Right is Recht, capital R-E-C-H-T, right. So how would you say to be right, or literally to have right? Du hast Recht. You're right. Recht haben. Now, using the polite Sie form, how would you say this? You're right. I'm to blame for it. First, you are right.
Sie haben Recht.
Sie haben Recht. If you are to blame for something, you say to have the fault, the guilt. Schuld haben an. Schuld is capital S-C-H-U-L-D. Remembering for it is daran. Try, I am to blame for it.
Ich habe die Schuld daran.
Ich habe die Schuld daran. But you'll more frequently hear the shorter, meine Schuld, my fault. That word Schuld is also buried inside Entschuldigung, meaning I'm sorry. Remember ent, meaning dis, to take away the blame? Disculpate, as Michel Thomas said? He also mentioned die Gewohnheit haben, to have the habit, die Gewohnheit, to be accustomed to doing something. From Gewohnheit you get gewöhnlich, usually, normally. So how would you say, I usually spend the evening at home reading, or literally in German, I have the habit, in the evenings, at home to read. In the evening or evenings is abends. Do pronounce the S clearly. So I have the habit in the evenings.
Ich habe die Gewohnheit abends.
Ich habe die Gewohnheit abends of reading at home. Again, ignore the English ing expression and use zu plus the full verb. Once again, of reading at home.
Zu Hause zu lesen.
Zu Hause zu lesen. And putting that together, starting with abends, in the evenings I have the habit of reading at home.
Abends habe ich die Gewohnheit, zu Hause zu lesen.
Abends habe ich die Gewohnheit, zu Hause zu lesen. Did you remember that your verb needs to be the second idea? Here's another handy expression using haben. Die Absicht haben means to have the intention of. How would you say, I always intend to leave the house at 9 o'clock in the morning, but I'm normally late. To leave the house is das Haus verlassen. Let's start with, I always intend.
Ich habe immer die Absicht.
To leave the house at 9 o'clock in the morning. If abends is in the evening or evenings, work out the German for in the morning or mornings. Morgens. Gut. At 9 o'clock is 9 Uhr. Now think it through. To leave the house at 9 o'clock in the morning. Time before place.
Morgens 9 Uhr das Haus zu verlassen.
Ich habe immer die Absicht, morgens 9 Uhr das Haus zu verlassen. Gut gemacht. And finally, but normally I'm late. Can you recall the German for usually, normally? Gewöhnlich. So, thinking of the word order, back to our final part, but normally I'm late. In German you say late for it, i.e. late for leaving the house, spät daran. So try, but normally I'm late for it.
Aber gewöhnlich bin ich spät daran.
Aber gewöhnlich bin ich spät daran. Let's hear that once more. I always intend to leave the house at 9 o'clock in the morning, but I'm normally late for it.
Ich habe immer die Absicht, morgens 9 Uhr das Haus zu verlassen, aber gewöhnlich bin ich spät daran.